say good morning. And since we probably will not see you next Sunday, I'll just go ahead and tell you Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. So glad you're here. It's so good to see you this morning. It's good to see just some families of our members are here as well. It's so glad that you're here with us this morning. Why don't you stand as we begin today? I want to read from Luke chapter 1 today. A couple of passages through the service of Luke chapter 1. And this first passage, you know, is something that is around this time of year, I'm sure it's very familiar to a lot of us. This is the Song of Mary, you know, and it's been, for, 2,000 years, I mean, this song has been spoken, been sung, been arranged probably thousands of different ways. This is just a powerful testimony of who the Lord is and what He is doing, what He continues to do. But also, I want to read the verse right before it, because this sets this song up so beautifully. The context of this is, Mary and Elizabeth, Mary coming to see Elizabeth, and this is one of the things that Elizabeth spoke to Mary, that she blessed Mary with, said, basically gave her praise for this because she did this. In verse 45, it says, and this is Elizabeth speaking to Mary, it says, "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." Read that again. It says, "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." You know, out of all the things that Mary, is given praise for, you know, the things that, you know, she is the mother of Jesus and the way that she responded in obedience to that, but also something that was counted towards her was her faith. And the way that she believed in what the Lord had spoken to her, that she believed in the Lord's ability and His power to do what He had already promised to do. And so let that be an encouragement to us this morning, that the things going on in our lives, the thing the Lord has already spoken to us, that the Lord will and is able and is powerful to do what He has said that He will do, and He will fulfill everything that He has said that He will do. But I want to go on in verse 46. It says, and as a response to all of this, Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And my spirit, for He has looked upon the humble estate of His servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. And His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy, as He spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to His offspring forever." Lord, thank You today, Lord, that Your mercy is still on display, Lord, for all to see today. Lord, thank You that You have done great things for us. Lord, our souls magnify You and who You are today. Lord, thank You that You will do what You have said that You will do. Lord, that the things that You have spoken will come to pass, Jesus. Lord, thank You for Your power that is shown forth through Your body. Lord, thank You for Your power that is shown forth, Lord, through everything that we can see, Jesus. Lord, may today, Lord, in this time of worship, this Christmas time of worship, Lord, be more than a tradition. Lord, may it be, Lord, a time to where we, Lord, gaze in wonder upon Almighty God. Lord, a time that we gaze in wonder upon You, Jesus, that You are the radiance of the glory of God. Lord, that You have come to rescue us. You have come to redeem a people that are in need of grace and mercy and forgiveness. Lord, so we sing with the angels today. Lord, we worship the newborn King. We worship the King who is on His throne, who is reigning now and forever. forevermore. You are worthy, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Lord, have your way in this place. Be exalted in our midst today, Jesus, as we sing. In your precious name, amen.
righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mighty lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give him second.
Verses 67 through 79. And this is a prophecy of Zechariah whenever John the Baptist was born. And this is what he doesn't just say about John the Baptist, but what he says about Jesus. And he continues on this beautiful song that Mary gave us. Verse 67. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouths of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all of our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." Jesus, thank you that you have come to bring light out of darkness. Lord, that the light that you have shown before us, God, is one that gives light to everything around us. It illuminates the schemes of the enemy. It illuminates the very core of our heart. Thank you for coming down, Jesus, to us. Lord, thank you that you are shining your light upon us ever increasingly every day. Lord, thank you that it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." Thank you, Lord, for your glory that arises and dwells within us, Jesus. Lord, we worship you today, Lord.
Sweet. At all times, you'll never
us no forsakers, Jesus. Jesus, we see your love shown forth in so many different ways. Lord, as we look upon your birth and your death here on earth, God. Lord, your love is manifested in so many different ways, Lord, that we are overwhelmed, Lord, by what you have bestowed upon us, God. Lord, deepen our understanding of your love. Lord, deepen our understanding of the gravity of you coming down as in all humility and being with us. Let our righteousness forever. Forever. We love you, Jesus. We worship you this morning. In your precious name.